G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today we've got the mailbag out of round five. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen, please do that. Leave us a rating and leave us a review and tell your mates. All right, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name is Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, mailbag time.
Very excited about this. And as with the mailbag on most occasions, we just dive straight in as we're on a clock. How long do we have, Josh, before we need to be kicked out of this studio?
24 minutes.
20 minutes. All right, let's do it.
4 minutes to tidy up, mate.
Yeah, Josh needs a coffee in between.
Okay. All right, Tom Dawson starting out. Jordan's
brother. Not happy.
Brother, okay. True or false, the increase in score reviews is not related to the goal umpire's skill or confidence at all, but is more a reflection on a threshold that needs to be met for crypto.com sponsorship or score reviews. Cheers, Tommy Dawson.
Mate, that's funny because I said in the call yesterday, I reckon that a conspiracy theory that the AFL and the hosting network 7 and Fox or their Fox games have got an agreed total of ads or cryptos or something they need to go to.
Impressions.
I haven't heard that, as you mentioned, the broadcast.
So I haven't heard that, but if crypto.com want to come through, we're happy to review every 2 minutes.
Crypto.com. Look, that's an interesting... I've heard that knocked around a little bit, that they have to hit some sort of quota. I, again, want to raise the possibility of, for score reviews, not necessarily play reviews, that we figured out that couldn't be done. Score reviews, one per quarter per captain for the
goal. One per quarter?
Well, if they get it right, they keep it. And if they get it wrong, no.
Also, so eight a game.
Well, yeah, but we're getting more than that anyway, aren't we?
For score, but that's the only way you review it.
Yeah. So the umpire never reviews it unless the captain calls.
So what happens if it goes through for a point? Clear point. Clear as day.
Yeah.
Half post height through the point.
You've been a few of those.
And they've got rebound opportunity to fly
it to Titan.
So can we just challenge that while we set up?
There's always a hole.
I will say so generally in that advertising sense, you will sell on like an estimated number of impressions or views or whatever. And then, but if you don't meet it, you can make it up in other ways.
Yeah.
So, and I doubt, given the average of the last couple of years, that they would have like been like, oh, you'll get like
I think crypto's
well in front.
I reckon they're more nervous about the stuff like the Crows last year.
Some of them
getting it
looking
right,
directly at
getting it right,
and then it went behind.
There should be a rule though: if the margin's more than 5 goals, don't
believe in yourself. I just think that they need like a heel or something in the AFL umpires fraternity. Just believe in yourself, guys. Come on,
that's true.
Do you know
about
what you're
the umpiring fraternity? Nick Foote is an umpire. He umpired the Eagles game yesterday. I listen to him on radio all the time. He's a horse racing with Michael Felgate, and they do their own, like on radio in over East.
He's a field umpire.
Field umpire.
Nick Foote.
Nick Foote, and has his own podcast, which I often listen to. And he's a host of RSN.
That's a strange combination.
Of course it is.
There you go.
And it does a great job. I find him engaging.
As an umpire? Or
the game as he umpires it.
To be honest with you, I sit there blankly at the footy, and then when the racing's on, I usually spike up. But no, there you go. I thought that was an interesting one.
It's a very interesting little tidbit. Kendrick Hatton, serious conversation should be had about the Luke Beveridge on the pod next week. Being comprehensively dismantled by the Bombers on game plan and desire to win a hardball is embarrassing. They have been tactically inept for half a decade on a consistent basis, and I reckon it stems from Beveridge picking a team to rack up stats instead of a winning system. Could only dream of having his employment security. And then he's put in a laughing emoji after that as well. And it's the side...
The sideways, like
one,
a rolling.
He's really
on the roll.
He's put two of those in. How do you feel about that?
The Doggies won the inside 50s on the weekend. Mm. So the ball went forward, and they won by one, so I'm being a bit naughty by saying that. But they won the grand final 16. Mm-hmm. They lost one in 20? 21.
21 over here. Yep.
Yeah. The concern is it's always been he's had the list. And he doesn't play nicely with a lot of people, Bevo, but the list has always been happy.
If they won 21, where they were 3 goals up, I think we all thought they were going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a two-time premiership coach. He's got 16, 21.
Well, the first one bought him 20 years of job security. The second one would have been 40.
Well, then all of a sudden we're saying it's an ageing list or, the transitioning. But now it's he can't coach.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, the gap now is 8 years between flags.
16,
So I reckon it buys you probably 5 to 7, depending on how you go in the meantime.
And then another grand final buys you an extra. Correct. You'd be a bounce again.
Do we think that he's coaching the team next year?
Yes.
Do we think he wants to be there next year?
I don't know.
They've got these quite well side with the Bourne stuff.
He's got another contract next year.
I know. I had time with him at Hawthorn.
Yes, what is he like? Great. What is he like? Because he comes across as a bit gruff.
No, like not. I'm speaking from 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
But no, he was great. He was wonderful. He was so sick when we did Kokoda one day. He just kept charging.
Yeah,
like,
you said that, yeah.
I would have been airlifted out within a heartbeat. Clarko, bring the boys in, I'm out.
I'm sick. But he was eating enormous snacks.
He was always nice, caring, interested.
Do you reckon Kendrick's a Bulldog supporter?
Yes.
He's an angry one.
A fed up one.
Yeah. So he's run out of patience.
Yeah.
He's not alone then, if that's the case. Nathan George, hey lads, just curious on what you guys think of how Bevo is coaching the Dogs. They have on paper one of the most talented lists at the moment, but just can't seem to pull it all together. Is it time for him and the Dogs to part ways?
But I would say, I would rather see Riley Garcia in the side than McRae.
Okay, how do we want Bevo coaching them?
They all just need to decide what they all, list management, coaching, board, CEO, front office, need to get together and decide where they are.
But I think we say about every club is not top four.
Yes, but it seems more stark
here. Recruiting, what are they?
No, it seems more stark here with the blokes who are getting dropped and sitting on the pine and everything else.
I think certainly it's changed his method of maybe those guys. We're talking about they've for a couple of years been good list, but what's happening? He's used the sub and he's dropped players.
Yeah.
So it looks from the outside he's trying to
sharpen the sword. It looks a bit loose for me.
Those blokes were on the edge, should have got rid of them last year.
Yeah, it looks...
I said a couple of them probably could have been trade value. And if they had have bitten the bullet, and it's hard to when you've got Marcus Bontempelli on your side, and gone, hang on, we can get for McRae, for Daniel, I don't know who else you might have spun the wheels on. But then all of a sudden you've got Dale. But then all of a sudden you've got kids coming through. Jamara, Sanders, Darcy. Another high draft pick, Gallagher.
Bailey Smith before his knee as well.
Bailey Smith. And then, hang on. They're almost through the other side of a rebuild. But
the problem's going to be for them that they're not far off the mark, but they're not there.
They're too good to be bad, and they're not bad enough to be bad.
But you'd rather be them than Essendon, wouldn't you? Because at least you've got some guys coming.
At least you might win a final.
Yeah,
it's a tough point. I'm not answering any Essendon questions.
It's a tough space for the Bulldogs fans. Okay, Travis Henning, Wardlaw or Reid for Rising Star? Who has the higher ceiling?
Reid. The last couple
Wardlaw's a great inside grunt man, but geez, Reid.
No, Wardlaw's been disappointing this year.
If you can only have one.
Oh, yeah, but he's his second year.
If you can only have one, Reid. You're taking Reid.
Just sitting with Embers yesterday, and he's like, I don't want to be the person that compares players to players, but there's so many elements of Chris Judd about this kid.
I had someone else say that to me so many elements earlier today.
And he said the stat that I've dusted up, that I think Juddy only had over 20 touches once in his first year.
Yeah.
And Harley's that. I know he had 26 or 27 yesterday. He could run around and have 19, 18.
He lost a copper body a bit more, doesn't he? Like, he looks like
it's coming out the front.
He wants you to hit him.
No, but it's more the coming out the front of stoppages that just doesn't happen very often.
It's the rarest combination of power. But he wants to get hit and wants
he really
to hit.
Does,
he's
hey.
Composed when he's got
so
it.
He's so tough.
But composed. Like when he's under the pump, most people just kick it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Harley's probably going to be one of the contenders for being caught holding the ball most in the season when he's his prime. But it's the 7 or 8 times he breaks it and gets it out.
Yep.
What was the one that was he broke like 3 tackles and then did the sideways handball and then there was no option for the bloke to go? But like,
we built that up like it was the biggest thing in the world and we said, how many tackles have you broken today?
Four.
But that's I just watched 4.
Yeah, but that's quite a lot.
How do you count?
Yeah, but I just watched 4 in one play. How's he on 4?
The record is 8. He's getting a lot of them. I think he's leading the AFL, isn't he? In that number? Probably. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, and I get
this number that nobody paid attention to until last week.
No, I couldn't care about broken tackles. It's just the fact that he used the ball well once he did it.
Yeah.
Lindsay Frigeri. Hey guys, should Freo package all their round one draft pick goodies and go after the Henry brothers from Geelong? Jack is a free agent and would be a handy key defender / forward. Ollie pulled similar numbers to Amos in 41 goals, in 2023 and would make a formidable pair. Keen to hear your thoughts. Stay cool, the fridge.
I
reckon that's how he signs off to every email.
That's his business card.
Because he's Frigeri.
Yeah.
And
stay cool, the
stay
fridge.
Cool,
stay
fridge.
Cool, fridge.
I like that.
Great sign-off.
If anyone does have a sign-off that they do use, please send in. We can go to some of them next week.
It'd be hard to beat that.
Some send-offs, some sign-offs.
Package all three.
Hey?
All three first-rounders for those two.
I would probably just want Ollie.
Jack's pretty good.
Yeah, but they have, key defensive stocks.
Yeah, but they're older.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yes, would take him, but I'm saying
Geelong's not doing that.
I would drive the 3 first-round draft picks in the car. in a little envelope and drop them off, and I'd pick the brothers up. Yeah. Fremantle had the Henry boys at either end of the ground.
Yeah.
I think they become a premiership option.
Yeah, true. I agree. There's no way Geelong's doing that. Sorry, Fridge.
So you'd have to put Sean Darcy in there.
Oh, here we go. Now he's trading Darcy.
No, I'm just saying, what did Geelong need?
You're just talking about Luke Jackson
the
fourth.
Yeah, they would argue they've got their big... Who's that big boy?
Big Conway.
Conway coming through.
I like
Shannon
Neal.
They do like Conway.
And Shannon Neal looks okay.
He's more
than
playing as a forward.
Yeah, but he could pinch it.
He's drafted as a ruck.
Massive unit.
But no way in the world are Geelong doing that. They're 5-0.
Yeah, true.
They think they're going to play.
You know what I think Freo are just lacking that... You know, not at this level, but that Jordan to go. Someone who's in the midfield, and then you worry about them when they go forward.
Well, my good old mate Selby, who's a Nuffy Freo supporter, he was 2 years ago just desperate to get to goalie when he was out of favour and gettable. Yeah. Yeah, that is the player that you can't find.
Yep.
And two, you would have got him cheap.
Lockie Dowd. Hello, boys. Long time listener, first time caller. As you are aware, there have been an absolute truckload of score reviews. Could this have something to do with the halving of Bitcoin and the score review being sponsored by Crypto.com, another conspiracy theorist? I wonder if there will be as many in the coming weeks. The halving of Bitcoin happens on the 19th of April. What are your thoughts?
Okay,
here's what we want. Here's what we want. We want somebody who listens, one of the two emailers today would be a good idea, to track that. How many have there been?
Yeah.
And how many will there be? Mm. Is there a way to find that out? Because... then they can put their conspiracy theory to the test.
Unless the ball hits the cheer squad in the front row, review.
Yep.
Yeah. No, then, touch, maybe.
Even then. Not sure about that.
Even then.
There was one yesterday. They were trying to see if it hit Tim Kelly's head on the way through. I reckon it was about another head.
That was crazy.
I've got one from Todd. Great man, Todd. He wants to... This is for you, Zave, because you whinge and bitch about long contracts all the time.
Yes.
Now, Errol Goulden got offered a 10-year contract from a club. Many have speculated it was Adelaide. There are no confirmation of that. Is there any player in the entire AFL that you would give 10 years to? Because Errol's pretty lovable. He's right up there. He's only 20, 21. Oh. Is there a single player on an AFL list that you'd be okay with the 10?
In the contract, can we say after five, we just have a little look and I can cut it if I have to?
No, you have to commit to 10. Oh. I'll give you 9 with an option.
9 with an option, yeah.
Who is it? Is it Errol?
Yeah, there's another bloke yesterday that played.
Oh, Harley.
Yeah.
So West Coast came to Harley and said, stuff everything else. Yeah. Here's 10 years. Yeah. We'll put it as a blank
check. 7 houses on West Coast Highway.
Whatever the money is, you're happy with it. You'll do it.
Yeah.
3 Hungry Jacks.
But the Nuffies that are half in, half out of the team.
Can you put this? This will be on the West back page tomorrow.
Give
Harley
him 10 years.
No, I'll fight everyone.
Lucky it comes out Tuesday.
The one thing is, it's the average player that gets 6 years.
Yeah, that's what you don't like. Yeah, the average guy.
Everything's bumped up. There used to be 3 and 5 or 6 year deals. Is now a 5 and a 10.
Oh, he's contracted to 2030. You're like, how is he contracted to 2030? He's lucky to get a game.
So we've got one here from Tom. Elliot Yeo, top 15 mid in the comp, went up and firing. Clearances, goals, huge defensively, massive impact and elite numbers in a historically bad team.
Yeah.
Top 15 mid this year? I think he is.
Yeah, no, he's...
haven't got the list here, but far out he's been
good. Was it the Dogs? He got smashed by the media for poor effort.
One or two,
But they didn't play the effort before that effort where he wrestled four of them, on one and got the stoppage.
Negative breath.
And then didn't get the next ones. The eye, that looks bad, but the lead-up play was really good.
How many games do they have to win if he stays in this form for him to be All-Australian? How many games? Is it five minimum?
No, so it's going to be hard to get out.
What if they win 6 games? Can he be an All-Australian?
No.
In this form? Just no.
No, because it's not happening.
Think about the All-Australian panel.
Eight wins.
How many West Coast games?
I can't even think of it.
How many West Coast games do you think that All-Australian panel's watching?
Yeah, none.
No.
Okay, I've got one more. This is from Archie. Now, Archie's a little concerned about our man Xavier, but he has a theory similar to
his pants.
Well, this is similar to the crypto theory. Right? So his theory is it's been a very quiet run on social media from Zave. Lack of sponsorship, lack of plugs. Two things could be happening here. One, as we predicted earlier in the year, Zave's oversaturation has cost him in the influencer market, and now they're pulling back because it's not a special.
Yep.
Or two, is he leading up to something big? Is he dropping something small here or there as he drinks from his SodaStream bottle again, which he brings in every week now, and he's mentioned a couple of times on the pod? Which of the two is it? Zave, can you answer the question? Have you pulled back because there's no offers, or is there something big in the mix?
I'm so content with having a ute from my lovely friends at Range Ford and a nice little side business, which I've probably...
Sports nuts.
which I probably just that's
saw
where
a random post the other night from Sports.
I did. There was
said
one
shut down for winter, and then they just popped up.
Yeah, this one might have sold a little bit of the business.
Anyway,
cashed
out.
No. Just 2 or 3% each.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's got all going back in, but
we've been trying to buy in for a
while. Yeah, I was going to say thanks for the offer. I didn't see that sheet.
Okay, so there's some sheet. It feels like something's in the mix. He's going to come out with another tier one sort of hat company or something.
I am just very happy just cruising along.
Okay. Well, watch this space. Thank you, Archie.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I've got one here from the Crow Eater. Just quickly, guys, love the podcast. Do we feel like the difference? There was a difference between Matt Crouch and Butters. I thought the commentary around Crouch v. Butters was unfair, and because Butters is a star of the competition, it was easier to hang Crouch out to dry and protect Butters. Certainly done by one person in the media in particular.
I thought Butters was lucky.
Yes.
In the moment, I thought he was lucky, because he didn't even get a free kick.
It was a great contest live. It was desperate. Yeah. It was late.
Awesome contest, but he clearly...
But he fumbled the footy.
He made contact with
that
the head.
That was the
though.
Thing, where it's like...
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he smacked his head.
But he missed the footy.
Butters.
He flew past it.
But didn't deliberately fly past it.
No,
it wasn't a skill error. So, it was a skill error, not a choice to bump. It was like, I'm going
for
the footy.
I'm going to attack this so hard, but then too hard. So
Michael
he couldn't
Christian
even get the ball.
Went
what
on
a
radio.
Contest. That was do or die, really, that stage of the game, too.
We don't expect any less from our man, Zach.
No.
But I listened. It was Michael Christian on radio this morning. I can't remember the station. It might have been an SEN. I can't remember. But you talked about how Crouch, when he went in, he didn't have his hands down. Apparently, that's the big thing now. You've got to have your hands down as Butters
did.
Butters did.
If you don't touch the ball, it doesn't matter. Just put your hands down.
Well, kind of, yeah. It's like
running off the square with your hands down.
Hands are down, mate.
Is that Nick Dacos I ran into? Oh, that's a shame.
Old Dermot Brereton gets destroyed. No, his hands were down. He's fine.
I'm only repeating what the match review officer said.
He's also lucky that Bailey Banfield's got a hard head. Like, if the bloke was dead.
Yeah. But I didn't think it was a big hit.
No, it wasn't a big hit.
Yeah. It should have been a free kick because he made head eye contact. Should have stopped playing.
Couldn't have at the time. Live, it just looked like a good hard contest where
it was definitely
he got to the ball first. He just fumbled it.
Made contact with the head. It's a free kick.
If you got the ball, you can do what you want.
We didn't have the ball.
He didn't get the ball.
Yeah, I know, but like live, he had the ball and then fumbled it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was happy for them both to get off, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It was all right. I thought it was one or. Both off one.
Be it one or the other.
Both done. All right, this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. That's the mailbag for round 5. Join us again on
Just like to thank my mates at SodaStream.
We'll be wearing our sports nuts rashies. We'll see you next time.